Jess in with you this morning. Now, a couple of days ago, I was talking to my mum and dad about hunting, and they are sort of the opinion they don't really like it. They think, you know, going out and shooting something could potentially be a cruel thing to do. But really, the hunting industry, we'll call it, is sustainable, it's respectful, and there are so many people doing it in New South Wales. And one of those is Rob, aka the Venison Diplomat, and he joins me in the studio. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just surprised you even saw me when I walked in. I'm dressed in camouflage, full camo, ready to go. And yeah, you've got good eyes that you've seen me walk in here today. I've got my binos on.
Yes.
For other fellow hunters, they'll know what those are. Got my little camel pack on for water because that's important.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, hiking boots and, you know, a camouflage hat and all those things. So, yeah, I'm Rob, the Venison Diplomat, as you said, and I'm a hunter and I'm proud to be one.
And I've been following you on social media for a little while now, and you are such a big believer in being sustainable, whether it's from everything from hunting to growing things in your backyard. But I thought we'd start with the hunting side of things. And why initially did you get into that?
I kind of stumbled on it, honestly, and later in my life. So I'm in my 30s now. And I moved to Scone, three or four years ago with my wife. And just went out hiking one day. I've always been an avid hiker, a bit of a sort of woggle wearing scout in my earlier days. And like hiking with mates, and I never really sort of thought about being able to combine that with this other activity. But I was walking in a national park near here, and I just walked around a corner and stumbled on a male deer, a stag. We both looked at each other. We both questioned what each other was. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to run away or to chase it down or take a photo. So, but before I even had a chance to make a decision, he just turned, jumped the fence and disappeared off into the bush majestically.
Yeah.
And since then I've been hooked. And it didn't take me long in my research of, firstly, there are deer in Australia. There are six species. There are a couple of species in this region. And once I looked into it more, I realized that they're introduced and there are pest species and I'm allowed to hunt them and that they taste great.
Yeah.
And once I figured all that out, it just seemed logical to me and it was kind of just something that I just fell into.
Yeah.
And there's many different reasons for that. It's not the first thing that would come to somebody's mind, hey, there's deer there, I want to hunt it. So maybe there's something underneath it all that if I unpacked it, I'm not just a bloodthirsty bogan, but I do actually have some other reasons to do it. And if I unpack it all, it kind of all made sense for me and I got into it. Yeah.
And you are really respectful when you go out and hunt. You're not just shooting something and leaving it there. You are actually taking that animal and butchering it and going through the whole process. So talk us through that.
Yeah, I made some decisions early on because there are many different reasons for hunting. I made a decision that I wanted to approach it for food majoritively and for the exercise and for the challenge, like challenging the grey matter, learning how to do something. So I do primarily go out in pursuit of animals that I can take home for the dinner table.
Yep.
So I'm now a hunter, butcher, cook. So I've got all those feathers in my bow now. So that was kind of the primary reason I decided. But that's not to negate the necessity when, you know, populations of animals are out of control, in particular pigs and sometimes kangaroos and deer and rabbits, that they need to be controlled. But I just made that decision that my approach would be, rather than do nothing at all and buy everything from the supermarket, that I would at least put my own time and my own energy and expertise into trying to hunt for animals for food for me and my friends and my work colleagues.
Yeah.
Like by now, I've introduced dozens of people to venison for their first time.
Yeah.
And that's just me. And I know that plenty of other guys and girls around that are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
What
do you find when you're talking to your mates, your work colleagues? What are the biggest misconceptions about going out and hunting?
Funny enough, the actual hunting part was never really the strongest thing that people didn't resonate with. Most people just understood it straight away when I said, oh, I hunt, you know, for deer or for pigs or for goats for food. They understood that straight away. But the hardest thing was actually challenging the conception of gun ownership. And that's obviously a, you know, difficult topic for people to talk about. But that was probably the biggest thing that I had with my friends, who are mostly city-based friends. When I used to go to uni there and work there, I met these friends and that was a big thing for them was that they didn't agree with that.
Yeah.
And to me, I guess it's a tool that I use to procure food.
Mm.
I don't see it as anything else, you know. So I've just said to them, here's why I'm going to get it.
And something you mentioned to me before we jumped on air this morning is that actually in New South Wales, the hunting industry is worth around $1 billion. That's massive.
Yeah, DPI just yesterday released their 1920 financial year figures. So hunting-related activities, $1.4 billion contribution. I haven't drilled down on the numbers, but how great are just like big numbers like that? It sounds great. But to me, when you compare it to other industries, it's right up there. It's not as big as fishing. We all love to fish. That's a popular pastime, but it is fairly large as a undertaking. And if you're surprised to hear it, I was too. It seems like we're a secret society
it
sometimes.
Does, yeah.
Like, you know, I'm writing an article at the moment and I'm, you know, sort of allude to this secret hunting society like the Pack and Riflers, or we're kind of like a Masonic type society. We all dress in camo. That's how we know who each other is. We kind of have ways that we greet each other, like we fake pull binos up to our eyes or we test the wind. That's our sign, our symbol. Yeah.
That's awesome. And as well as hunting, you're an avid grower of veggies in your garden in Scone as well. You've brought some in for us to try. I've already tried the tomatoes. They're delicious. What do you find so beneficial about doing that?
One of the biggest things about it, like my mum used to garden. I never really paid much attention to it. But as I sort of got a bit older and I was renting all these different places, I started to put a little bit in here and there. I find there's something very meditative about gardening, like planting stuff or turning soil over or adding compost in or pulling weeds.
Yeah.
Like it's just enough mental attention required to do those activities to not be completely boring, but enough that you can just get out of the rigmarole of life and unwind and reduce any stress and anxiety in your normal working life. But the biggest thing about it, I mean, there's nothing that tastes better than a tomato or a cucumber you've grown yourself. Like the smugness is second only to owning a Prius or having solar panels on your roof, you know. Like it is awesome. It's a great flavor. I just love giving that stuff out to people as I've done today. There's a half a bucket of cherry tomatoes in there.
So keen.
It's mostly because I've kind of overgrown what I actually need for me and my family.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of got neighbors coming in and taking some and you know, the couple up the road taking some and the rest I give away.
Yeah.
It's just something that I like to do, and it's and obviously trying to process it and pickle it as well and keep it for the year. I've still got last year's pickled cucumbers quite got around to eating yet, but it's a great pastime, and you don't need that much space to do it, just a little bit. It's probably the new fad diet, really, like wild game and homegrown produce. It's like it makes
the best
so much sense
for you. Yeah.
And I say it as if it's a profound undertaking, but like my parents and their parents and the generations before did all of this stuff as a norm.
Exactly.
And we're just getting away from it a little bit too much for my own liking. So anything I can do to get people out there and get a bit of soil on their fingers, then I'll do it.
We need to get back to those basics, that's for sure. It has been awesome having you in the studio this morning. Make sure everyone follow the Venison Diplomat on Facebook, Instagram. You've got a website as well.
I don't have a website, but get on Instagram, you know. And use the tools that you're given.
Exactly.
Get on your two legs and explore.
Yeah, that's it. Rob, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.